USA News. I'm Jerry Barmish. President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Monday ahead of a looming default deadline.
McCarthy says the president agreed to a one-on-one meeting during a call as Biden headed back to Washington from the G7 summit.
First, we talked a lot about his trip over there and some of the positive things that take place. Then we spent a lot of time talking about the debt ceiling and where we currently are.
McCarthy described the conversation as productive.
What we agreed to do is we're going to have Congressman Garrett Graves and Patrick McHenry get back together.
Staff-level talks are set to reconvene ahead of discussions between Biden and McCarthy. I'm Dave Collins.
Meantime, Senator Ted Cruz says the possible use of the 14th Amendment to raise the debt ceiling is, quote, legally frivolous.
Joe Biden can ensure that we don't default on the debt. He has ample authority to do that and to do that right now by saying we're going to pay the interest on the debt.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, the Texas Republican was referring to a constitutional amendment that would allow President Biden to raise the debt ceiling without congressional approval. A father is dead and his two kids were injured after a grenade exploded inside an Indiana home. The hand grenade went off when someone reportedly pulled the gun. Both of his children were hospitalized with shrapnel wounds. A shooting at a lounge in Kansas City, Missouri left three people dead. Kansas City police say officers who arrived on the scene just before 1:30 on Sunday morning found five people who had been shot. New York Mayor Eric Adams is addressing the migrant crisis his city is facing. Adams criticized the federal government, saying they're providing only $30 million for a $4 billion problem. He also said Republicans have failed to deal with immigration reform for, quote, far too many years. The Powerball jackpot is growing. Monday night's jackpot in the multi-state lottery game is worth $179 million. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
A new study shows that we're hanging on to our cars longer than ever.
According to Edmunds.com, the average price of a new car, truck, or SUV is about $48,000. That's about 24% more than the average cost before the pandemic. And the interest rate on a typical auto loan these days is around 7%. The combination means we're driving the cars we have longer. S&P Global Mobility pegs the average age of the car on the road today at a record 12 and a half years. I'm Lance Pry.
A new Pink Panther movie may soon be coming to a theater near you. Variety reports Eddie Murphy is taking part in negotiations to star as Inspector Clouseau in a new version of the MGM comedy mystery property. The franchise began in 1963 with Peter Sellers portraying the bumbling French police detective. Steve Martin also had the role in 2006. Another prominent name is withdrawing from this year's French Open. Multiple reports say Britain's Andy Murray will not be competing at Roland Garros as he looks to prepare for Wimbledon. Murray last competed on the red clay back in 2020 and has only played in the tournament once since 2017. He'll join defending champion Rafael Nadal, who is also skipping the Grand Slam event. Miley Cyrus says she is retiring from playing large venues. The pop star telling British Vogue, quote, "There is no connection. There is no safety. It's also not natural." I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.